Why don't Jehovah's Witnesses respond to all accusations made against them? Jehovah's Witnesses follow the Bible's advice not to respond to all accusations and instances of ridicule. For example, a Bible proverb says, "The one who corrects a ridiculer invites dishonor." Proverbs 9, 7 and 8. Rather than being pulled into quarreling by an undue concern over false accusations, we focus on pleasing God. Of course, there is a time to be silent and a time to speak. Ecclesiastes 3:7. We respond to sincere people who are interested in finding out the truth, but we avoid getting into pointless arguments. We thus follow the teachings and examples of Jesus and the early Christians. Jesus made no answer when he was falsely accused before Pilate. Likewise, Jesus did not respond to accusations of being a drunkard and a glutton. Instead, he let his actions speak for themselves, in harmony with the principle, "Wisdom is vindicated by its results." Matthew 11:19. Footnote. When the circumstances called for it, though, he boldly responded to those who slandered him. Jesus taught his followers not to be discouraged by false accusations. He said, "Happy are you when people reproach you and persecute you and lyingly say every sort of wicked thing against you for my sake." Matthew 5:11 and 12. Yet Jesus also said that when such accusations opened the way for his followers to give a witness, he would fulfill his promise, "I will give you words and wisdom that all your opposers together will not be able to resist or dispute." Luke 21:12-15. The Apostle Paul counseled Christians to avoid pointless disputes with opposers, describing such arguments as unprofitable and futile. Titus 3:9. The Apostle Peter encouraged Christians to defend their faith when possible. Yet he recognized that this is often best done by action rather than by word. He wrote, "By doing good, you may silence the ignorant talk of unreasonable men." 1 Peter 2:12-15.